We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Hallie.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
Hi, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Gwenny.
And I'm Karen, and we have a very special visitor today. Tyler is with us today, and maybe some of you remember Tyler from many years ago. She was one of the original Karen and Kids, weren't you, Tyler?
Yes.
And it's so great to see you here again today, and we have lots of memories that we share. And we're going to do a program today about our families. You all belong to a family, right?
Yeah.
And what's that family called, the one that we all belong to?
The family of God.
Are part of the family of God. We are members of the biggest family there is. And you have another family, your family at home. You are somebody else's children besides God's children. Whose children are you? Alexa.
Ellen and Mark's children.
Okay.
Ellen and Mark's children.
You're brothers and sisters, right? So you belong to the same family. How about you, Hallie?
Melanie and Richard's.
Will and Lisa's.
Will and Lisa's children.
That makes you sisters, right? If you have the same parents? Yeah. Well, did you know that God, being a parent himself, is very serious about children and their parents? He's given you to your parents to learn from them, to obey them, and to learn how to follow God. What are some of the ways that your parents teach you about God, Alexa?
Through their actions.
Very important. Yeah, Hallie?
Taking you to church.
Of course, yes. Gwenny?
Teaching you what's right and wrong.
Yeah, Hallie?
If you do something wrong, they might read you a Bible verse.
Alexa?
Ever since you're little, when you pray at your meals and, like, before you go to bed.
Uh-huh. All these are great examples of how your parents teach you to follow Jesus.
Follow me, Jesus said. Feed my lambs, Jesus said. Show me you love me, trust.
The Bible's most famous poets were father and son. Do you know who they were?
David and Solomon.
David wrote many of the
Psalms.
The Psalms. And Solomon wrote many of the
Proverbs.
Proverbs, that's right. Solomon listened to the wise advice of his father David. What was Solomon most known for, Alexa?
His wealth and his wisdom.
His wealth and his wisdom. Well, let's read what Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 1.
The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for attaining wisdom and discipline.
For understanding words of insight.
For acquiring a disciplined and careful life, doing what is right and just and fair.
For giving wisdom to the simple, knowledge and good judgment to the young.
Let the wise listen and add to their learning.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline.
Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching.
The Bible is filled with verses about honoring your parents.
Exodus 20:12.
Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
Ephesians 6:1.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Colossians 3:20.
Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
Obey your parents in everything. Now, do you guys always obey your parents?
No.
Is it hard?
Yeah.
Do everything without complaining. Do everything without arguing. So that we may become blameless and pure. Children of God.
Shining like a star in the sky. Living in God's will. Jesus loves.
During that song, I surprised you guys, didn't I?
Yeah!
I brought your moms into the studio.
Yes!
Hello! Hey.
I've invited Gwynnie and Tyler's mom, Lisa. Nice
Hello.
To have you.
Thank you.
And Ellen Marcor is Alexa and Luke's mom, and she's sitting there right between the two of them, sharing a mic with her daughter, Alexa.
Good to be here.
Yeah. And Melanie is Hallie's mom, and she's with us, and it's so nice to see your smiling face.
Aw, thank you.
It's nice to have Hello. You guys here. And while we have you here in our studio, I wonder if you would share some thoughts about raising godly children in times like these.
I think one of the biggest struggles I face is trying to impart God's opinion of my children upon themselves, and that they see themselves as God sees them, and how worthy they are, and that He loves them. And it's so hard when you have all these images coming at you of these, you know, models and actresses and singers, and yet, you know, God doesn't see any of that. And so, to me, that's just the biggest struggle, is to give them a sense of their worth before God.
Yeah.
Well, I was even thinking with what she said, that even if that's important to them, that a godly image is important versus the images of the movie stars or the sports guys or who they're picking as their heroes and who they want to emulate.
Yeah.
Well, Alexa said something interesting that I never thought of when we were talking about why certain things I did upset her.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me the other day that it was because she thought everything I did was perfect and that she was having a hard time living up to that. And I think that plays into the whole self-image thing.
Yeah. And sometimes all of us have unrealistic expectations of ourselves. And our children may not see the mistakes that we make.
Oh, my kids are under no delusion.
I was thinking the same thing. I don't have that problem.
All I do is apologize. I'm so sorry I forgot this. I'm so sorry I didn't do that.
So I don't know why she thinks
that. Well, Tyler, you're 13, so it's pretty tough for you, isn't it? The scripture tells you to obey your parents, and your parents don't always say what you want them to say, do they?
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I asked Tyler here today. She has been prayerfully considering how to handle these teenage years. What have you been doing differently than some of your other friends?
I guess I've decided not to let everything
influence me the way it does with a lot of teenagers. Mm-hmm. I've also made a decision so that I won't fight with my mom as much. If something aggravates me, I kind of stop and think about it. And then, you know, whatever I decide, I guess. But I think about it and try to make myself not as, I don't mean or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's a lesson that we all can learn.
There is a difference between disagreeing and arguing. And I want my kids to always know they can say their mind, but they still have to say it respectfully.
And that goes back to the commandment of honoring your parents. Yeah.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I mean, it probably seems a lot of kids are listening and thinking that it's just really unreal that Tyler has chosen to do this. But she really did make a conscious decision. And I remember we were sitting in the kitchen and I said, you know, this whole early teen years thing is going a lot easier than I thought it was going to. And she told me, she said, I've really decided that I don't want us to be, you know, to fight and to have what you think of as the typical teenage mom relationship. And so any credit that goes to our relationship that we have right now really goes to Tyler, because she has decided and God's given her the grace to live this decision out. Not that we don't have our times, but we're able to say, wow, this is a time. And then we kind of just stop and shift gears and try to get back on track.
Well, that's beautiful. And I love the scripture where it says that this pleases God. That our behavior, when we are right with God, when we are doing what He commands us to do, this really pleases God.
Well, Gwynnie and I have something that we say when she should do something. We say we do it because it makes
God's heart happy.
It makes God's heart happy. Well, I really thank you, moms, for being here today. And kids, why don't each of you share something special about your moms? I know they would like that. And we'll start with Luke.
I like the way she can teach me new things.
Okay, and Hallie?
I like the way my mom can really communicate with me.
So, you really like to talk to your mom and share things with her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gwynnie?
I like the way she loves me a lot.
She sure does. And how about you, Alexa?
I like the way my mom is always willing to listen to whatever I have to say to her.
Mm. Tyler? Oh, is that what you wanted to say too? Well, that's what we talked about, communication, isn't it? And that's one of the best gifts a mom or dad can, or a friend, too, for that matter. A friend can give you. Find lots of people who like to talk, but maybe not as many people who like to listen. I would like to thank the moms for bringing the children here, these beautiful children that they have brought into the world. They are very, very special to me and a real blessing to our ministry.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for our parents who love us and teach us your ways. Help us to stay focused on your ways and not the world's ways. As we grow, we will have struggles, but we can always go to our parents for help.
We can always go to you.
You made us and you love us.
And you will guide us.
We put our faith in you.
We put our hope in you.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks to our moms for joining us today.
Thanks to our listening friends for tuning in.
We'd love to hear from you.
If you'd like to know more about our musical ministry,
or if you have something to share with us,
write to us at Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, Maryland 21094.
Or email us at Karen@KarenandKids.com.
And remember,
obeying your parents is obeying God. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.